USA Radio News with John Hunt.
The United States and Turkey agreed to a ceasefire in the Turks' deadly attacks on Kurdish fighters in northern Syria. Vice President Mike Pence made the announcement.
Today, the United States and Turkey have agreed to a ceasefire in Syria. The Turkish side will pause in order to allow for the withdrawal of YPG forces from the safe zone for 120 hours. All military operations will be paused, and Operation Peace Spring will be halted entirely on completion of the withdrawal.
Pence hailed the five-day ceasefire as a way to end the bloodshed caused by Turkey's invasion.
Turkey and the United States agree on the priority of respecting vulnerable human life, human rights, and particularly the protection of religious and ethnic communities.
Turkish troops and Turkish-backed Syrian fighters launched their offensive against Kurdish forces in northern Syria just over a week ago. This is USA Radio News.
Do you wish you could get better sleep and maybe lose a few pounds? Maybe more than a few pounds? Well, there's this product called Calitrin that helps with both sleep and weight loss. Just listen to what people are saying about it.
I've been taking Calitrim for right about 3 months, and I've lost 24 pounds and 19 overall inches. But my sleep has improved, I have so much more energy, and I have the desire to succeed more than ever. Anyone who needs weight loss, more energy, and better sleep, this product really does deliver.
Hi, I'm Roger. Over the 3 months that I took the product, my sleeping habits are increasingly much better. I got a better night's sleep, and I just can't say enough about the product and how it makes you feel. Also, additionally lost a little bit of weight on the program as well.
Hi, this is Erickson. I take Calitrin for weight loss, and I've lost about 20 pounds, and I feel great.
Calitrin is scientifically proven to help with sleep and weight loss safely and effectively. Check it out at toploss.com. That's toploss.com.
Jobless claims were up last week, as we hear from USA Radio's Chris Barnes.
The Labor Department figures show around 214,000 U.S. workers filed initial claims last week. That's 4,000 more than the week before. The biggest increases in claims were in Illinois, Texas, New Jersey, and New York. The sharpest declines were seen in Ohio, Michigan, Tennessee, and Delaware. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
China appealed to Washington for a quick end to their trade war, but has given no indication what additional steps Beijing might want before carrying out what President Donald Trump says is a promise to buy up to $50 billion of American farm goods. Trump agreed to delay a tariff hike in exchange for Chinese purchases of U.S. exports. Beijing says it will buy more American goods, but has yet to confirm the details, leaving the companies wondering whether Chinese leaders have other demands, including a possible end to punitive U.S. tariffs, before that goes ahead. This is USA Radio News.
America is built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Ignite your liberty. Sharing plans starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple, and no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To learn how you can save, go to LightYourLiberty.com. That's LightYourLiberty.com.
Striking teachers marched in picket lines outside hundreds of Chicago schools after their union and city officials failed to reach a contract deal in the nation's third largest school district, canceling classes for more than 300,000 students for the duration of the walkout. It follows months of negotiations between the union and the Chicago Public Schools that failed to resolve disputes over pay, benefits, class size, and teacher preparation time. Drive-through windows at fast food restaurants, banks, and other businesses have long represented the convenience for which American businesses are renowned. But the ease of idling in a vehicle while waiting for your order is now associated with another development: climate change. As a result, some communities across the United States are now banning drive-thrus, citing the additional carbon emissions that are released. Minneapolis earlier this summer banned constructions of new drive-thrus, while officials in Long Beach, California have now imposed a six-month ban on new drive-thrus while they study the issue. Similar ordinances restricting or prohibiting fast food windows have also been adopted in communities including Fairhaven, New Jersey, and Orchard Park, New York. Minneapolis cited air pollution from idling vehicles as the main factor for the ban on drive-thrus, along with litter, noise, and the potential of vehicles blocking sidewalks, which can increase the risk of pedestrian accidents. The order is part of the city's long-term plan called Minneapolis 2040, which includes a goal to cut all greenhouse gas emissions by over 80% by 2050. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.